Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're right in the middle of 2 Samuel chapter 11, the story of David and Bathsheba. And one of the things that we're discovering is that power can give you a false sense of protection. When David finds out that the woman he has been involved with is married, and that her husband is Uriah, one of David's mighty men, by the way, then David knows instantly that her husband is off at war. Uriah will never know. Uriah will never find out anything. David will be protected by the absence of Uriah, and David's own power, perhaps through threatening this woman or manipulating Bathsheba, will protect him from the consequences of what he has planned in his mind and what he acted upon in his bed. And it was his power that led him to believe that he could cover up his sin. It was his access to and possessing of authority over other people that led him to plot and plan the execution of Uriah so that David would be protected from having to deal with his sin. You see, power is easy to hide behind. You think that it places you above the law. And the greater the power that you have, the thicker and stronger you think the wall is that protects you. Power blinds you to the danger of not being able to handle power. Isn't this at least part of the reason why Jesus instructs us whenever he says, "The greatest among you shall be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled." Leo Tolstoy once said, "When you feel the desire for power, you should stay in solitude for some time." Let us be aware of the attraction and the desire for power and authority in our own lives. As you pray today, please remember Pablo Munoz and his family, our national changemakers in Chile. And also remember the Kara LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.